Sports Central with Corey Geiger. Brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM.
All right, we are live from Altoona, PA on this August 29, 2024. Hopefully everybody is enjoying their day. I am Nathan Ferlino. This is Sports Central. I'm joined with Corey Geiger, as always. It's a thunderstorm day out, Corey. It's not the best weather, but you know, it doesn't matter because we got 21 football games, I believe, tonight. 21 college football games going on tonight.
You're jacked up for football season. You're one of those kind of guys that you're going to watch the toilet bowl between Scrubbing Bubbles State and Floating Turd University.
Listen, if it's 60 minutes on a 100-yard football field, I'm definitely doing it. I'm not going to lie. That's the only reason I'm happy to be back in school is because, hey, we got college football right here, right now. Penn State is 2 days away from taking on West Virginia in Morgantown. We got a great show for you. We're going to be doing some college football playoff predictions. Me and Corey have our 1 through 12. We're going to see who we think is going to make the playoffs. Do you have any real surprises on your list? Just, you know, getting to it right away.
No, I'm a chalk guy.
I was about to say, you remind me of a chalk guy.
I'm a chalk guy. I'm not going to throw, you know, like Memphis in there or Cincinnati or somebody like
okay.
that. I'm typically the kind of guy that I'm going to take the 1 and 2 seeds in the NCAA tournament. I'm going to let it roll.
All right. See, I like to have fun with it. So I got a couple interesting teams I'll talk about whenever we do get to that. We also got a pick segment, college game day type style. We're going to go over the games. I have 8 games right here. We're going to keep track of who is right and who is wrong throughout the season, see who can have the best record at the end of it. I'm guessing I will, but well, you know, we'll wait and see.
That's great.
We also talking about Penn State expectations, and we'll give you a little Penn State and West Virginia preview. I got some stuff that maybe you should know going into the game, and maybe it'll be an interesting game. A lot of people are predicting it to be a close one. I know McAfee. I've been seeing him. He's giving James Franklin some fire. James Franklin said, "Listen, the fun guy on ESPN is telling us we don't got a shot here. We're picking West Virginia to get to be the 4 seed in the playoffs." We got some eyebrows raised.
Do the Penn State pick first or last today? Nathan's in charge, so he gets to run the whole thing.
Yeah, we'll run the Penn State pick last because right. I mean I think we both know who's probably going where we're going here, but we'll say that for the end. Maybe Corey surprises, maybe I surprise and go West Virginia, but we'll wait and see about it. So I guess we'll start with Penn State expectations. Really, like, is making the playoffs the expectation this year? Should they win a playoff game? In my opinion, I think that's where the expectation should be, is to win a playoff game. I think that is where they need to be as a program. I'm not saying they need to be in the national championship picture every year, but making the playoffs and, you know, hosting a playoff game, potentially winning one of those, in my opinion, that's where they need to be as a program, considering the talent they bring in. Now, they do lose some of it to the transfer portal. We'll talk about that in a little bit when we're talking about the preview. But they also bring in guys as well. So this team, it seems like this is the year they've been kind of waiting for recruit-wise, with, you know, Drew Aller becoming his third year there, yet Nick Singleton and Catron Allen maturing, both still there, which to me is impressive that they were able to keep both of those running backs. I mean, in my opinion, that is the second best running back room probably in the nation besides Ohio State, with Travion Henderson and Quidshaw Judkins over there. Both those guys are absolute stars, absolutely incredible. So this is the team that should be able to do it. Last year, their defense was exceptional, but this year, they lose a few guys. They still got Abdul Carter over there as well. He's an absolutely incredible player. He should be a difference maker as well. So this year, at least, what should the expectation be for Penn State, Corey?
And you didn't mention the schedule.
The schedule.
Very manageable.
Very manageable. Now, they do, listen, going to Camp Randall, playing Wisconsin, is not a cakewalk by any means. You got to go in there. You know, jump around, it's going to be playing in, what's the fourth quarter, I believe they start that tradition. So it's a hostile environment. USC, Miller Moss is a guy to watch out for this year as a quarterback. I know USC, they're losing Caleb Williams, and that wasn't a team a lot of people were high on last year. They're moving to the Big Ten. I don't think they're a playoff team, but Miller Moss is a guy that replacing Caleb Williams is going to be a problem, I think, for teams. So USC isn't an easy game either, and there's a reason they're the 23rd team in the country right now. If they can learn how to basically tackle in the first place, USC could be a problem for them as well. But besides those two games, you just got Ohio State at home, and you should be okay. And I guess West Virginia on the road week 1 could be a trap game.
All right, here's how I'll phrase it for you. We did this in the Altoona Mirror today. Neil Riddell and I have been doing our point-counterpoints going into games for a lot of years now. They're fun reads. We try to come up with some good questions like this where we'll maybe disagree on. The way we phrased it, Nathan, was for this to be a successful season – is it just to get to the playoff, or do they have to win a game? And so if you want to weigh in on that, 946-0435, 946-0435. I made my case perfectly clear, and I've talked about this week's. I think they've got to win a game in the playoff. I think they have to, because to me, everybody's picking them to go to the playoff. Everybody.
They're favorites right now to go to the playoffs.
They're going to be favored in 11 out of their 12 games as of right now, depending on if something goes wrong. That means you're supposed to win 11 games. That means that the Vegas odds tell you you're the better team in 11 games. So here's the issue as I see it. I picked them to go 10-2, and the way I phrased it in the paper today was, he's little game James. He's always been little game James. Short of the miracle against Ohio State in 2016, a once-in-a-lifetime kind of play, and then unbelievable comeback in the Big Ten championship game against Wisconsin, James Franklin has been little game James.
That 2016 season's the only outlier in maybe the success.
And you're
James
talking
Franklin.
About a miracle play.
Absolutely.
Made that happen.
And a miracle comeback with Wisconsin, too.
So James Franklin wins a lot of games. I don't want to be disrespectful to the successful coach that James Franklin has been. He wins a lot of games. He's got, as we've talked about for months now, the 9th or 10th best football program in the country perennially, okay? To me, the issue is the big games, 1-9 against Ohio State, 3-6 against Michigan, blah, blah, blah. He's got to win those kinds of big games. So the trouble for Penn State for me is this, Nathan. If we just give them that they lose to Ohio State, okay, that's one loss. If that's it, then you're going to be a top 8 seed.
No doubt, absolutely. 11-1 in the playoffs this year, you're going to be a top 8 seed. There's a lot of good teams, and teams are going to be beating up on each other.
You could potentially be fourth. You know, you could be in the top 4 and get a bye altogether. But if you're in the top 8, what do you get?
You get a home field.
You get a home game. And if there's a team coming to Beaver Stadium in mid-December, I'm going to take Penn State in that game all the time. They'll be favored probably for that game as well. Mm-hmm. So if you play it out, 11-1, if you lose the only game that you shouldn't really win, you can get a home game and win a playoff game. So to me, the pressure is on James Franklin in the rest of those games to not blow it. If he goes out to Wisconsin and blows it, and they're 10-2, they're still in the playoff, but they're a 10-11-12 seed. Mm-hmm. And now they're going on the road to a place like
Alabama,
Clemson, Tennessee, Ole Miss, some team like that. So when I tell you he's got to become big game James, you would think that would mean by winning a playoff game, right?
I mean, that's how I perceive it. I think you need to
but
win.
But in essence, all he needs to do is be little game James. Little game James would be fine because of this schedule, because that can still get you at 11-1.
Yeah, and I feel like James Franklin, besides the Michigan-Ohio State losses, he's done pretty well at winning those little games. Obviously, that Minnesota loss in 2019 was detrimental to their year there. The Iowa Hawkeyes loss a couple years back when they were, I think, it was like a 3-4, which is crazy to look back
on. Well, again, asterisk there, Clifford got hurt. Yeah. You know, so that's a difference. And then Clifford got hurt. They lost Illinois the next week, and Clifford's playing the 9 overtime game. Yeah. Those are all kind of asterisk weirdo games from the 2020-21 season.
Yeah, if you want to put those two out, that's fair because those were weird seasons. They were kind of in a bad spot, you know, with players. You know, Micah was sitting out and stuff like that. I believe he sat out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yep, yeah. 20, yep.
So it was all a weird situation. So, like, winning a playoff game to me at this point, you're basically saying you're a top 8 team in the country if you win a playoff game. You should – if you go and host – let's say a Miami this year. Miami comes out, Cam Ward plays well. It might be a little tidbit for one of my playoff teams, but Miami is going to Penn State. You should not lose that game, not one bit. A lot of these, this can be a big thing. If teams up north are hosting these playoff games, it's going to be a different ball game for a lot of these.
That's right. If Miami has to come to Penn State in December. I grew up a Miami Dolphins fan with Dan Marino. If they'd have to go to Buffalo in the playoffs, well, Dan Marino's done. That's just the way it is.
It just happened with Miami Dolphins past year going to Kansas City Chiefs in -9-degree weather. Yeah. They just were not – it was all in cool weather games. Tua just crumbled under pressure, and that's just kind of saying that's probably going to be the reality for a lot of these college kids. If you send an Alabama up north to, let's say, a Michigan or a Penn State or one of these really cold environments, I mean, as talented as Alabama is. I don't know if they win that game just because of the climate they're in.
And I mean, that would mean Alabama itself is a 9-10-11-12 seed. Mm-hmm. So, or 10-11-12. So that means that they haven't had the kind of season or that they would typically want. Alabama, they're looking to be a top four seed. So if they have to come here for a first round game, then that means that Alabama probably is not your typical Alabama team.
I don't know if this Alabama team is the typical Alabama team.
Yeah, I agree.
I like Kalen DeBoer, and that's why I'm not going to, you know, discredit him at all, because he led a Washington Huskies team to the national
championship. Yeah, they lost a lot of guys.
I mean, Caleb Downs.
The best coach in the history of college football.
Absolutely, and that's one thing you can't replace. They do have Jalen Milroe returning, but, I mean, he looked solid last year. I don't think he looks like he can carry a team to the national championship. That's just my personal opinion, but...
I got a buddy texting me that Penn State had the costly loss to Pitt in 2016. That's definitely true, because really that loss kept Penn State out of the playoff.
That did.
Even 49-10 against Michigan, if that were it, Penn State was in the playoff. Even as devastating of a loss as that would have been, if that would have been their only loss, they would have made the playoff. So the Pitt loss kept Penn State out of the playoff in 2016. But that was before we knew. That was before they got the ball rolling. You know, they got down big, and Deshaun Hamilton dropped the pass, and Joe Moorhead was figuring things out. But the point I'm trying to make is, this is the perfect scenario for James Franklin. He can even lose to Ohio State, and it doesn't matter. We've never, since Penn State has been in the Big Ten, just in general, you could never enter a season saying, it does not matter what the outcome of that game is. Because if you lose to Ohio State, you're always going to be in big trouble and not make the Big Ten championship game. Therefore, you couldn't have made the BCS or anything like that beforehand. Well, now, if they never beat Ohio State ever again, if they go 0-65,000, they could still make the playoff every year as long as little game James beats everybody else.
Absolutely. Here's the only nightmare scenario, I think, for Penn State, because I don't know what happens in this situation. So the way the Big Ten's structured right now is there's no divisions anymore. So the top two teams, conference, it's not overall record. So, you know, you can be 9-3, but be 9-0 in the Big Ten. You're going to be in the Big Ten championship because the three non-conference games don't count towards that. And how the playoffs works is conference championships automatically get a bid for the top four slots. So the Big Ten champion, if it's a 9-3 Penn State team, they lost all their out-of-conference games, and they went 9-0, and they beat Ohio State in the Big Ten championship, they'll be probably the one seed at that point, which is crazy. But what happens in this scenario is, I don't know if they host a playoff game, if, let's say, Penn State does go 11-1, and Ohio State's undefeated, and Oregon, let's say, trips up over a team. So now you got Penn State versus Ohio State in a Big Ten championship game. So let's say Penn State's number 5 at that point, and they end up losing to Ohio State. Are they going to be penalized and dropped out of the top 8 and then have to go on the road? That can be the only tricky scenario.
There's too much math in this equation.
There's a lot of stuff that's going to be going on with college football this year.
I've answered the question. I think they have to win a playoff game because I'm giving James Franklin two paths. I'm giving him two paths. He can either, because if they're 10-2, then he will have effed it up by losing to somebody that he shouldn't have lost to. And if they're 10-2 and they've got to go on the road and they lose that game, he will have a double whammy, because he will have lost. I'm going to pick Wisconsin. I'm going to take Wisconsin.
Okay,
that's
the game I think they most likely lose.
I think they could pound USC. I think USC is going to be in for a world of eye opening. Man, did you watch USC last year?
Oh, they were horrendous.
It should be good, but that's Penn State's strength is defense.
I mean,
I don't think that they're going to be physically ready coming into the Big Ten. So let's just say they lose Wisconsin.
Okay.
That's a game Penn State should be favored in. And so if under the scenario of they don't win a play, here's how they don't win a playoff game. They're 10-2. They got to go on the road. They lose. I'm going to blame James Franklin twice there, because that means he lost one regular season game that he shouldn't have lost, and then he lost another big game, granted, being on the road, and I'll give him some leeway there, but that's still little game James. So all James, this is the perfect scenario. All he has to do is only lose to Ohio State. If he only loses to Ohio State, I think Penn State wins a playoff game, because they'll be at home. You just have to take care of business against a bunch of other 6, 7, 8 win teams, and you have your golden path to a potential, I'm only talking one playoff victory. Maybe they could get a couple, but at least one.
Yes, and honest to God, if you only lose to Ohio State, you're probably the fourth team in the country, too.
Well, probably not, because somebody else might be undefeated. You could be fifth. I mean, it's because
you're not going to get that top four bye. See, I'm saying, but you, just in the college football playoff rankings, you probably are the third or fourth best team in the country behind Ohio State and Georgia, probably, I would imagine. So you would be heavily favored probably in that game against, like we were saying, a 10, 11 seed, maybe even a 12. I mean, if you can get that 12 seed, you know, group of five team in there, that'd be perfect case scenario, but you need to...
Oh, right. You're talking about a 12 seed having to go to a 5 seed group of 5 team.
Yes, and that's going to be a disaster, whoever that is.
I would take going to Notre Dame. Maybe Notre Dame has a... Because I don't always buy into Notre Dame, but I don't think they're going to be ranked fifth anyway.
Yeah, 100% agree. 100% agree. So we'll talk a little more about Penn State, and you got something to
add? I got a question here. This is a good one. So you think he has to win a playoff game for it to be a successful season or no? Or just get there?
You know, maybe because this is the first one, I'm going to say baby steps. If he gets there, I would say it's a success year.
But then he would have lost the biggest game of the year.
He would have. He would have
lost both of the biggest games of the year.
He would have
lost to Ohio State, and he would have lost a playoff game.
As a Penn State fan, if we're playing in December for a playoff game, I'll be okay with it year one. So then we got different expectations next year.
Here's a good one, because if he does not win a playoff game and they don't even make the playoffs, this is a longtime Penn State fan, season ticket holder, who is not a James Franklin fan.
Okay.
Asks, is that a fireable offense?
Read that one more time.
If they don't make the playoff this year,
okay,
is that a fireable offense?
His seat is scorching. I don't know if they're going to give it up year one, but his seat would be so hot.
They would not fire him after if they missed a playoff this year. If they missed a playoff 2 years in a
row,
I think he would be fired.
I 100% agree with that.
Here's the scenarios. Here's all these crazy scenarios. If they miss the playoff this year and miss the playoff next year, I do think he's fired. Because the expectation is you got to make the playoffs.
Yeah, top team in the country.
We're talking. Yeah, you're spending $700 million to fix your football stadium. You're trying. You got $45 million in gifts over the last month from people, and you would have made the playoffs 6 out of the last 8 years. When push comes to shove, and now it's a 12-team field, and you're not even making it. I think two times, the first two, not making it. So every time he makes it, he gives himself another year. Every game he wins in the playoff, you really diminish any possibility of him getting fired. You follow that line of thinking?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
If he gets in this year and wins a game, he's there for 5, 6, 7 more years.
I was about to say 3 or 4 years probably.
If they don't get in this year, there's unbelievable pressure on him next year to get in. And if he doesn't get in again next year, I do think he would be fired.
I 100% agree.
They would have to come up. I don't know what the buyout would be there. I mean, it'd be a lot of money, and I don't know how they.
Well, Texas A&M did with Jimbo Fisher. I think Penn State will do it with James.
Well, but Texas A&M's not rebuilding a $700 million stadium.
That's true. Yeah,
and so that those are some financial issues we'll get to say. But I think if he gets in, and here's the other scenario: say he gets in this year and they don't win, and he gets in next year and they don't win. I think year three, he's got to win or he's fired. Those are the ways I think that he's fired. Because I don't think at Penn State, 3 consecutive years of 0 playoff wins, I don't think that's going to be good enough. Because
yeah, agree.
The expectation is you're already Penn State. You should roll out to 10 wins anyway, no matter who's coaching.
Exactly. How many times have we heard it that if this 12-team playoff was in effect for the last 10 years, Penn State would be the team that benefits the most from not getting in and stuff like that? It's been said over and over again that Penn State, you know, they've been rated for this position, but they just haven't been able to because of the 4-team playoff. We got a caller on the line. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
The Clarkster.
Oh, we got the Clarkster on the line. How are we doing today?
Good. All right, couple of perspective questions, okay? It's going to be possible, I think, that Penn State could lose at home to Ohio State and then play him again.
Yeah, it's possible. In the Big Ten championship
game. There'd be a chance. Oregon would have to slip up, though,
yeah,
probably.
Everybody else would have to have
two
Oregon
losses. Loses at Ohio State, and then they lose another game.
I think Oregon plays Michigan also, so that's possible.
Okay. The other perspective is, when is all this selection thing going to take place?
Right after the conference championships, probably.
right after the conference championships.
I would have to assume because the first game's of the 20th, right? Like December 20th.
Yeah, 20th or 21st, whatever that
Saturday
is.
Yeah, then the conference championship week's like the
5th,
6th.
That's going to be a quick turnaround.
Yes, it is.
With a lot of people.
Yes, it is. And are you talking about in terms of like traveling and getting games?
Yeah,
sure. That's true.
And making arrangements and different things. And if people wanted to travel, it's not like you know it's a bowl game and where it's going to be. You now have something that, you know, fluctuates. So Penn State could have, you know, two losses to Ohio State. Or what if they then the Big Ten championship?
Oh, I know what you're talking about. All right, here's what he's talking about. All right, so say you lose. Well, I guess it probably wouldn't be possible. I was going to say you lose to Wisconsin and Ohio State and then play Ohio. But you wouldn't get to the Big Ten championship game.
You would need everybody else to be colossally bad.
Right. That would not be. But what you're saying is, say you lose to Ohio State and then you lose to Ohio State again. Are you asking if that could knock them out?
No. I'm wondering if these selections are going to be made before the conference championship game.
No, it's after. Okay. It's after.
Because seeding totally depends on the conference champions.
Yeah,
so.
The other thing is, suppose Ohio State beats Penn State, but it's a close game, and Ohio State beats Oregon, and you have both an Oregon and a Penn State with one loss. Okay, and forget any other schools. Okay. Who gets into the Big Ten championship game?
The tiebreakers were released either earlier this, what's today, Thursday. The Big Ten released their tiebreakers last week. You're a very smart guy. You can find those out there. They have their first of all, it's head-to-head, and then it's the second one, I think, is head-to-head versus common opponents. And you can go down the path there. But here's one thing. Ohio State plays Michigan. Oregon plays Michigan. So Michigan could have a lot to say in this whole scenario for either one of them.
Well, yeah, it's not. I mean, Michigan should probably be good, but how good are they going to be?
Yeah, sure. I think Michigan takes a big drop, actually.
And so I'm suggesting, you know, I mean, do you end up with a situation where Ohio State beats all three, okay, and then Iowa goes undefeated?
Iowa has to play Ohio State, though. That'd be the problem.
They do have to play Ohio State.
I'm pretty sure that's
so.
What's going to – that's the only reason. Like, I think Iowa could just sneak in the Big Ten championship if they only lose to Ohio State, if they end up beating some other good opponent or something like that. So that's going to be interesting to see.
They would have a rematch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's probably going to be a rematch.
All of these things are possible. Again, it's hard to know now, but say Penn State loses to Wisconsin and Ohio State. It is still feasible they could get in the Big Ten championship game because, you know, if the conference just kind of eats itself up,
right?
You know, Oregon could lose to Ohio State and
Michigan.
You mentioned Iowa. There's no Western Division now, so you could end up with a bunch of two-loss teams, and then it just comes down to whatever the crazy play.
Well, you have more of a quagmire under this arrangement than you did when you had an East-West.
I spent a total of 45 seconds looking at the tiebreakers simply because I've been in this situation before. We were here last year because, remember, it's all about how you fared against teams from the other division was the primary. So Penn State's season last year, if it had beaten Michigan, would have depended on Iowa and Northwestern, for God's sake. That's how the tiebreakers were. If they would have beaten Michigan, and there would have been all these but it's hard to get too far out in front of that with these tiebreakers because anything could happen with how the hell are many teams? 16 teams now,
16.
So anything could happen.
I think it's going to be interesting as to when the selections are going to take place and how this is going to be received regarding these teams, you know, either staying at home or going on the road.
Along those lines, Clarkson. I'm going to cut you off because I'm going to say one more thing before we take a break. Good stuff. Along those lines, I might have mentioned this to you. I think it's pretty lazy that a lot of people, I think Saban was one of them, a lot of people have Penn State 8 or 9.
I think that's where they're going to fall. So
how? I don't think it's feasible. If you lose to Ohio State, you're not going to be 8th. If you're 11-1, you're not going to be 8th or 9th, right?
You're right. You might be 5th in that situation. The problem is that
if you're 10-2, you're not going to be 9th. You see what I'm getting at? I don't think that it's mathematically possible to go to finish eighth or ninth, given where Penn State's schedule is. If you're 11-1, the worst you're going to be is sixth or seventh.
Yeah, you're right in that situation, unless you have teams like.
And if you're 10-2, you really don't have any good wins.
Yeah.
So you're going to be, I say, 11th or 12th. Mm-hmm. So, but everybody, this is how predictions work, and we're going to do some of ours. Not everybody's looking at every single game. I just don't think it's really mathematically feasible to think that Penn State at 10-2 would be eighth or ninth.
Yeah, it's just going to be on if the committee values if they're really going to factor in like an 11-2. Like, let's say Ole Miss loses in the SEC championship.
Sure,
that's going to be where if they factor in that extra loss in the conference championships and where they do that. Clarkson was talking about the College Football Playoff Committee and how they were going to decide it. Well, me and Corey are going to tell you how we're going to decide it on the other side.
Life's great moments aren't complete without a great cigar for you and your friends. Visit J.M. Boswell's before golf, fishing, a fishing trip to the beach will make your visit easy and fast. Don't show up to that summer party or golf outing without a cigar pack from J.M. Boswell's, 6481 William Penn Highway, Alexandria, PA. Open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 5. On Saturday from 9 to 4. And always open online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
Get to Mattis Motorsports now for CF Moto ATVs and side-by-sides. Mattis Motorsports is also your headquarters for trailers, both open and closed. Campers, brands like Astoria, Gulfstream, Puma, and more. Bad Boy Zero Turn Mowers in Lear and ARE truck cabs. Give Mattis Motorsports a call at 814-940-6288. Or check them out in person at 1702 East Pleasant Valley Boulevard in the Greenwood section of Altoona. And remember,
if it doesn't say Mattis, you paid too much.
Remember when you used to cruise the boulevard back in the day? Maybe you stopped at JMP Automart to check out their inventory. Well, you know you still can. JMP Automart is still rocking Central PA with the best deals. Check them out online at jmpautomart.com, where you can apply for financing and see their inventory of over 200 units. Or cruise in like you used to 1906 Pleasant Valley Boulevard and see them in person. Got a trade? JMP will give you $1,000 push, pull, or tow. Apply for financing online. JMP Automart, in business for 64 years, so they must be doing something right.
At Shoe Fly, they think on their feet so you can walk in comfort and style. When you step into Shoe Fly, you'll be greeted by a friendly and knowledgeable staff who will assist you in finding the perfect shoe for any occasion. Shoe Fly believes that every foot problem has a fitting solution, and they will work with you to make sure you don't have to sacrifice style for comfort. For more information or to schedule a professional fitting with one of Shoe Fly's fit specialists, visit their website, shoeflystores.com. Shoe Fly. Your feet will thank you.
ARC Federal Credit Union can help you with many of the important things in life. If you'd like to become a member, ARC has growing opportunities, and you'd be surprised at how easy it is to qualify now that ARC includes over 24 local employers and organizations. And with 2 branches, it's easier than ever. Services like business loans, online banking, and mobile deposit. Let us show you the many benefits of being a member of ARC Federal Credit Union. Stop into 1919 7th Avenue in Altoona and 419 North 7th Street in Juniata.
Whether it's popcorn for a movie or chips for a family picnic, great times and great snacks go hand in hand. Davison Snacks Outlet is your go-to place for snacks. Whether you want crispy, savory, or sweet, everything from small bags to bulk packages and gift baskets too. Davison Snacks has Martin's Chips and Snacks, jerky from Bronco Billy's and Brugaroo, All-Star Cotton Candy, Little Debbie Snack Cakes, Boyer Candy, Dots Pretzels, Wise Snacks, and more. Life is better with snacks from Davison Snacks Outlet, 16843 Dunnings Highway, Duncan.
Beastie Boys, I believe, correct?
Yeah.
I think it's on my last week's trivia, actually. Yeah. Fight for your right?
Now, you got to fight for your right to party. And you're so young, you couldn't have possibly appreciated what the Beastie Boys meant in the 80s and 90s.
I do not. You know what years came out?
This was, you got to fight for your right to, I'll say 87.
86, so close, so close.
Hey, I'm usually pretty good at the pretty good time frame.
Absolutely,
there.
That's pretty close. Yeah. Welcome back to Sports Central. This is Nathan Felina, joined with Corey Geiger. Hopefully you guys are enjoying the show so far. We had a little Penn State reasonable expectations talk, and now we're going to be transitioning to the college football playoffs. We got a good prediction show for you today. Good prediction show.
Dan,
I believe we got a caller on the line.
Dan's
right? Waiting
on the line.
All right, Dan, what we got?
No, we'll get to Dan in a minute. I want to make sure we get our fields of 12 here first.
All right, so we're going to go through our fields of 12. Corey, I'm going to let you you start to run through it, and then we'll see where we – if we have any opinions here, what we think.
Okay. I mentioned I'm a pretty much a chalk guy. So I've got Ohio State, Georgia.
Is this 1 through 12 right here?
No, I don't really have them ranked. Okay. I just have 12. Ohio State, Georgia, Texas, Ole Miss, Oregon, Bama, Tennessee, LSU. You sold me on Utah last week.
Okay.
Notre Dame, Missouri.
No Penn State?
And Penn State.
Okay, no Penn State.
I'm trying to be dramatic there.
All right. So at best, you're going to go 11-12 because you got to have a group of five team in there. So like
I have to have one?
Yes, they automatically get in, so they're going to get a bid. So
I'm not picking one of those.
Yeah. So, the top guys right now are Boise State and Memphis. So
to me, if you've got some UCF or to overthink that at this point is almost impossible to me. So, but if I'm breaking the rules, that's fine.
All right. So I'm going to go through mine quickly. My one seed is Ohio State going 13-0. I think they have a perfect year. Two seed, I have Georgia at 12-1. The three seed would be Utah just because of the conference bids. So I got them at 12-1.
You love that Utah team.
Well, I just think their schedule's – I mean, they have Cam Rising coming back for his 15th year, it seems like.
He's Sean Clifford's son.
Yes, and then they also got just a beautiful schedule laid out in front of them. So I think they're going to go 12-1. They might slip up somewhere, just, you know, a weird game where they might travel somewhere and not be able to win. But at home, they're virtually unbeatable. My four seed, I think the ACC winner this year, I think it's the Clemson Tigers. I like Clemson a little bit right here. We'll talk about it in our picks later because they got a game of the week with Georgia. At the five seed, I got the Oregon Ducks. Six, I got Texas Longhorns.
So not only do you have Clemson in, you've got them as a four seed. I think they're the biggest choking program.
Well, they'd get there if they're the ACC champion.
Gotcha,
that's the only reason. Like, they'd probably be like in the playoff rankings, like a 10 or 11 seed probably where they'd actually be. So Texas, six. Ole Miss, I have seven. Penn State, I got coming in at the eight seed. 9 seed, I got Notre Dame. 10 seed, I got the Miami Hurricanes. I like Miami a lot this year. Their quarterback, Cam Ward, I think is going to surprise a lot of people. A lot of people don't know him. He's a transfer from Washington State. He was going to be the one who goes to Ohio State, but Will Howard ends up going there from Kansas State. The 11th seed, I got the Alabama Crimson Tide sneaking in with the last at-bid spot. And then the 12th seed would be Liberty, who has a very, very easy schedule, and they should roll to 13-0. If they win the championship there, they'll be in for the group of five.
So the way it goes is the highest ranked group of five team. Is that right?
Yeah. So what could be weird, though, is if there's not even a group of five team in the top 25, I don't know how they're going
to
decide that.
There would have to be one. Because I'm looking at the rankings now. There's not a single, like in ESPN's top 25 or the AP top 25, there's not a group of five team in the top 25. Mm-hmm. But if Liberty's undefeated, you know they would get some kind of
absolutely
like mercy votes,
absolutely. But I'm curious, like, if the team's like 10-2 or 10-3, like, would they be in the top 25?
No,
so I don't know how they decide that.
No, what that's a caveat for is if Cincinnati or UCF or Liberty is undefeated.
Yeah, you're giving somebody a chance.
You got to make sure they have a shot.
Yeah, and you never know. I mean, Boise State beat Oklahoma in the Fiesta Bowl. I think it was the one year with the Statue of Liberty play.
Oh,
like,
that was amazing.
But, I mean, stuff can happen. It's a one game. You know, it's win or go home. March Madness happens all the time. You don't expect Kentucky to lose as a two seed. Next thing you know, they're out. So that is the 1 through 12. I'm just going to quickly say I had the round breakdowns. We're not going to go through that. But I did have Notre Dame and Penn State in round one. I had Penn State win that game 24-14. I think it was that
you picked scores for all these.
I did have scores for everything.
Good Lord.
Then round two, they'd be going to Ohio State then. I think they end up losing there 34-17. I don't think they can compete with Ohio State and that'd be their second loss. And it is hard to beat a team twice in one year, but Ohio State is very talented, so I don't think they'll have a problem with it. But I want to get to your national championship, Corey, because this would be interesting.
I think Ohio State, it's always hard to pick against them, so I'm going to pick Ohio State and Georgia in the title game, and I'm gonna take Ohio State.
Chalk, chalk, chalk.
All chalk, right. Chalk, chalk. I thought I gave some thought to Texas, because Texas does have a really good team, and they've got a quarterback, but you know, Georgia has been on top of college football now for a good 4 years.
Yeah.
But this Ohio State team, as long as the quarterback is as good as they need to be, they went out and spent $20 million on the roster. So, and Ryan Day's kind of coaching for his job.
Yeah. So my national championship, I don't have any of the top four seeds actually making it to the national championship. It's just the way everything kind of lined up. Cause They're not going to get a home field game, those top four teams. They're playing at bowl games. They're playing Rose Bowl, Sugar Bowl, whatever it is. So they're not going to get a home game. And I think some of those guys just slip up just where they're at. And I think maybe the little bit of bye week might actually hurt some teams.
I'm going to guess that you're going to take Ole Miss.
Ole Miss is in my semifinals.
Okay. All right. So then my other guess would be that you are going to take Oregon to win it.
So Oregon is my national champion.
Okay.
So I have them winning 37-24 over Alabama.
Oh my God.
I think Alabama has, because, okay, so this is the only reason I have this is just the way that my bracket's set up. Because I had Alabama.
I love it. So your fake prediction bracket has now locked you in.
Yes.
To matchups that you must see. That's why I didn't do any of that stuff.
See, I was bored in class in Spanish. I had to do something.
I get to come back in January and laugh at you that you've got Oregon and Alabama in the national championship game when both of them lose in the first round.
We'll see. I don't think Oregon's.
Maybe not Oregon.
Oregon's a very. Because I think they're going to be foxy.
That's great.
The way it's shaped up, I had Alabama going to Texas, and I think they could beat Texas. I think Texas, they're a good team, but I think they are vulnerable. I think they just – there's something about Texas which I don't
trust.
Texas
is in the SEC this year. Let me see what their schedule is because if they play Alabama anyway.
They go to Alabama.
They do, yeah. So they go there on I'm looking at Texas schedule. They do not have Alabama.
Texas, they should. I thought they played
– Michigan. They do play at Michigan. They play Oklahoma, Georgia. They host Georgia. Vandy, Florida, Arkansas, UK, A&M. So Texas avoids Alabama this year.
I thought they were supposed
that
to
must have
them.
Been a home and home like for the last 2 years, and maybe they just avoided them this year.
That's really strange. They did play a home and home because I remember Alabama won on a last second field goal. I'm pretty sure.
In Austin, I believe. Right.
Yes. Yeah. And the reason I have Alabama going that far is because in the second round they play Utah, and I think they can easily beat Utah. I think Utah would be one of the weaker teams coming in those top four slots. Then. Ole Miss, I don't trust Ole Miss in semifinals. So.
That's interesting. Because my guess was that you were going to pull a Lane Kiffin out of the hat and pick them to be the champion.
And that's the only reason I had Alabama beating them is I think Lane Kiffin blows the game in that game.
This is a generalized statement that I can give Oregon. Oregon would be the only possible exception here. I just think that these Pac-12 teams. And I do think Oregon is going to fall victim to this way more often than not. Now, this year,
they're very talented.
Seem to be built for it this year. But are they built for the physicality? This is for all of them. Are any of them built for the physicality every single week? I mean, Oregon plays Ohio State and Michigan, for God's sake, and you've got them winning the national title. Now, look, I think Michigan could be down, and a lot of people are high on Oregon, but I don't just assume that when you play teams like that, you come out of those games after with a loss and everything's okay. I almost assume sometimes you're going to get somebody hurt. Maybe your quarterback goes down, that's going to prevent you from equaling the expectations that you may have had. We talk about this all the time. James Franklin will let Ohio State beat him twice. He'll let a good team beat him twice. What happens there is if you lose a big game, all the guys are down. Maybe you're not 100% everywhere, and then all of a sudden you stumble the next week. I even as good as Oregon is talent-wise, I think they're going to have some issues with the Big Ten from that standpoint.
I'll be interested to see. I mean – really, their two big games are against Michigan and Alabama. Those are kind of the two ones you point at, and you say that could be a problem. And then
They got to go to Wisconsin okay. on November 16th.
That might be a trap game, though, because Wisconsin, I think, is going to be a lot better than people think.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, we're talking, again, we're talking about Oregon. Oregon's better than Wisconsin, but they've never had to go there. Mm-hmm. They don't know what Camp Randall's like. And they got to go on November 16th when it's going to be 9 degrees.
Yep.
Okay,
People don't respect Luke Fickell as a coach. Luke Fickell is an excellent coach for Wisconsin. That team's going to be pretty solid. I think Penn State could really struggle with them.
Well, I'm talking about this just specifically from the Pac-12 teams not being ready for what this is going to be. Okay? We are 31 years into Penn State in the Big Ten. And they've won, what, three Big Ten championships? 94, 05, 08, 06. They've won four Big Ten championships in 31 years, okay? Because entering this league is drastically different than being an independent or coming from the Pac-12, where that's the softest power conference in the country.
I agree. I think the top isn't. I think the top, like the Washingtons and the Oregon, they may not be soft. But if you're talking about depth in the conference, like, it's tough to go to Rutgers.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Week in and week out, you are not getting busted in the mouth. And that's why I mentioned Wisconsin. After all is said and done, and Oregon's gotten through Michigan, and Oregon's gotten through Ohio State, and maybe they're 1-1 and all that, and they're thinking, okay, man, we're okay. Now you got to go to Wisconsin on November 16th. And I think you're going to lose that game. And now you're like, oh, we got shot here. Well, you'd better not lose to both of them, and then that knocks you out of the playoff, that kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Dan, we'll get to you in 1 second. I do have a couple other teams that outside looking in. I've actually put down a couple teams that might just miss it.
Already got Liberty in there.
Yeah.
You got Liberty advancing anywhere?
No, Liberty, let me actually look at the score I put down. 45-17, Oregon beats them, so it's going to be a smackdown. They actually played last year in the Fiesta Bowl, I think, so.
If I make the reference, Liberty Biberty, do you know what that
nope.
is? Come on, man!
Couldn't tell you.
The Liberty car insurance with the Limu, Emu, and Doug?
Oh, okay. I know what you're talking about now. All right, outside teams looking in. Oklahoma State, I think, has an easy schedule. I think they'll be very good, but I just don't think they'll have the wins to get in. Tennessee's a good team. It's just the SEC is so tough to play in. The Iowa Hawkeyes, just because they're the Iowa Hawkeyes, they'll be 10-2 somehow. Virginia Tech, I love Brent Pry as a coach. I think that team is a sneaky, sneaky team. I think they just miss out because they don't have the quality wins, but I think they could be competing for the ACC down the stretch. And then Michigan, I feel like I need to put them there because they're the defending national champions. You got to still give them respect. Sherman Moore is a solid coach.
I don't have them in, and you don't either, right?
No, I do not.
I think they're gonna have a slump.
Absolutely. I think they're going to regress, but they're still going to win games.
There's also going to be this NCAA investigation hanging over them all year. Mm-hmm. And so McCarthy's gone, and Harbaugh's gone. It's just a different group altogether.
Yes. All right, we're going to Dan on the phone lines. What's up, Dan?
Well, it's going to be Nate to Corey and back to Nate, but you're first, Nate. Now, Liberty now. You got to understand, my grandson goes to Liberty down in Virginia.
Uh-huh.
All
right. He goes to the games, but he's not a sports thing. He's more academic and everything. And you're absolutely right, Corey. It's a mercy game for Liberty, no question, no matter who they play. They're just not that caliber of a. It's a religious school, and they don't get that big of a roster for good ball players. It's just the way it is. And my question is, Nate, on the Penn State roster. I'm just using Penn State. Now there's a local kid. Now he's a redshirt freshman. Now. You might have to bail, Corey, you might have to bail Nate out on this now.
We talking Kesey Water right here?
Red State, he's a Red State freshman. It's Kesey Water.
Yeah, Carson Kesey Water.
Yeah. Kesey Wetter, yeah.
Kesey Wetter.
Yeah, okay. Now, he made the roster, so that's a big plus for that kid, right?
He transitioned to safety, I'm pretty sure, right? Because he originally came
safety.
As a quarterback.
He's there. He's a walk-on, and he's on the team, and he will get to walk into Beaver Stadium on home games. He won't travel, but he'll get to walk into Beaver. And he can travel to non-conference games. But, yeah, those guys, whether he sees the field or not.
He has a uniform.
I mean.
Now, he's a safety. He's listed as a safety, see? And then they say there's a redshirt sophomore, junior, or senior. Now, just explain what that means. If I can understand a redshirt freshman.
In 2023, he redshirted. So this is his first, he is a freshman still eligibility-wise, but he's already taking his redshirt. So that's what that means. Hey, Dan, I'm sorry we got to cut you off because we got to do picks. On the other side of the commercial break here. We need a few minutes of time for that. Sorry, Dan.
Taking a look at the NASCAR Cup Series playoff picture heading into the final race of the regular season. Remember, Harrison Burton upended the outlook for these bubble drivers, getting the win last weekend at Daytona. 13 drivers are locked into the playoffs with wins so far. Martin Truex Jr. in 14th has plenty of points to go around, so he's kind of locked in, even without a win. Ty Gibbs would clinch with 16 points, and Chris Buescher sitting in 16th, 21 points to the good, but he's in a precarious position, as if someone outside the top 16 wins this weekend, he's booted out just like that. On the outside looking in are Bubba Wallace in 17th, Ross Chastain 18th, and Kyle Busch, who is 106 points out of 16th. He's got a win, too. NASCAR is going international with their first points-paying Cup Series race in 67 years outside of the United States. Mexico City is the site of the Cup Series and Xfinity Series schedule for 2025, going down June 14th and 15th. Well, that, as they say, is that. RCR's last-ditch attempt at appealing the massive penalty handed down by NASCAR for their driver Austin Dillon blatantly wrecking cars to win at Richmond has... well, it's failed. They lose their playoff spot as the final appeals officer decided to uphold those penalties. And since the penalties remain, the number three car and driver sit 29th in the regular season point standings. And they must win this weekend at Darlington if they do want to make the playoffs now. This is the final lap.
Last year's RV trip, we met a couple with the same bumper sticker. What are the odds?
Your cousin isn't a good storyteller.
He was a podiatrist, or was it a pharmacist?
You don't say.
Oh, I can't remember.
But she owns an RV protected by Progressive, and you don't. So until you get your own RV, her stories are the most interesting stories you've ever heard.
Wow, interesting.
And when you do get your own RV, save money by bundling it with your home, auto, or other vehicles with Progressive.
Oh, anesthesiologist. He was an anesthesiologist.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Okay, raise your hand if you want to make your life a little bit easier. Great. Now raise your other hand if you like to be comfortable. Perfect. Now that you have both hands raised, imagine putting on your shoes. And that, folks, right there is your answer to an easier, more comfortable life. Go hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins. This is footwear you don't need your hands to put on. They can be raised in the air, and you can just step it and go. Why don't you experience what people can't stop talking about? Life-changing Skechers Slip-ins. Get your Slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast, Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast.
Life's great moments aren't complete without a great cigar for you and your friends. Visit J.M. Boswell's before golf, fishing, a fishing trip to the beach will make your visit easy and fast. Don't show up to that summer party or golf outing without a cigar pack from J.M. Boswell's, 6481 William Penn Highway, Alexandria, PA. Open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 5. On Saturday from 9 to 4. And always open online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
All right. Welcome back to Sports Central. Hopefully everybody's enjoying the show so far. We got football on the horizon, and you know what goes great with football? A nice J.M. Boswell's pipe and cigar, currently at 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22 in Alexandria, PA. You can find said J.M. Boswell pipes and cigars, open 9 to 5 Tuesday through Friday and 9 to 4 on Saturday, and always open online at boswellpipes.com. So, we're going to do some weekly game picks, sort of college game day style. We're going to fly through these. We're not going to talk too much in depth.
Now, do we have anything at stake here? Because young Nathan is going to keep tabs on all these.
We're keeping
even though,
tabs.
Even though he's got Alabama and Oregon in the national championship game on your fake bracket, you're claiming you're going to wipe the floor with me on these
I
things.
Really do think I am.
We're going to start
the games tonight. We've got kind of a big one. North Dakota State in Colorado. I think people don't realize how good North Dakota State is. Corey, what are we thinking here?
Colorado. Though I hate Deion, and I talked to Nathan about doing the show on Deion at some point, I think he's bad for college football, but I'm still going to go chalk there.
All right, I'm going to go Colorado too, but I think North Coast State covers the spread at 9.5.
We're just doing straight ups.
North Carolina or Minnesota?
I'm going to go North Carolina.
I'm with you there, too. That game is also tonight, I believe, on Fox. TCU and Stanford tomorrow. Who you got?
Stanford.
I like Stanford, too. All right, so we're rolling the same right here. Big game right here. 14 Clemson travels. I guess not travel. It's a neutral site game against Georgia. It is in Atlanta, though. So
Georgia. Easily.
I don't know if it's easy, but I think Georgia does win up at the end of the game. South Dakota State versus Oklahoma State.
Oklahoma State. You love Oklahoma State. I'm a man.
I do love.
I'm 40.
I do love Oklahoma State, although I think South Dakota State also keeps it close. Miami or Florida? Miami ranked 19th right now. Florida unranked.
Oh, this is great because you love Miami. I'm telling you, I will not go chalk here for one reason. That dude's entire life is on the line. Billy Napier is going to be fired. Florida's schedule is unbelievably difficult.
Absolutely.
So
Florida has a tough schedule in college football.
Like ever, for God's sake. It's unbelievably difficult. So for that, for only that reason, I will take a flyer here, and I'm going to say that Florida will shock them just to give that guy some level of life support.
All right, so Florida is 2.5-point underdogs at
home. That's it.
And I'm going to go with a team in Florida. I'm going to go Miami.
Yeah, sure.
Mike.
I figured you would, yes.
I like Cam Ward a lot.
I'm giving you an opportunity there because Miami's a better All things being equal, I'd pick Miami. But I just think when everybody knows that your entire existence is on the line.
Yes. This is a win or you're gone game.
Yeah. I mean, hell, if they comes out and lose by 3 touchdowns, he could be fired the next day.
Absolutely, absolutely. Game of the week in College Station. Number 7, Notre Dame going down to Texas A&M. Texas A&M, as a 20th ranked team, is actually favored by 3 here. So what are we thinking?
I'm thinking Texas A&M defends their home field. The 12th man comes through.
I think because what's interesting about this game is you're going to have Riley Leonard for Notre Dame, who's the Duke starting quarterback. Then I believe his name is Mike Elko, who's the coach now of Texas A&M, who was the former Duke coach as well. So it's going to be interesting, those two going up against each other. I'm going to take Notre Dame in a close game.
A road win to start the season. That's an unbelievable environment.
It is an unbelievable environment. I don't like Notre Dame down the stretch. But I think Texas A&M is a team that consistently underperforms.
I agree over the course of the long haul, but that was Jimbo. And
it was Jimbo.
You got to figure Jimbo was the biggest underachiever in all of college football.
True, true. But I don't know what it is. It just feels like Notre Dame is going to like squeak by. They do that. They squeak by.
So that's
games.
Two we're disagreeing on.
Yes.
So I'm thinking you're going to win the Miami game, but I'm thinking I'm going to win
all
this.
All right, so we might be even. We might be not notched up here. And we got Penn State traveling to West Virginia. Obviously, the game that we care about the most. What are we thinking?
Penn State. I think my score was 24-13 I picked.
Okay, so you got them even covering the spread. I like Penn State, too. I think right now there's a lot of chalkboard motivation for James Franklin. He hears the noise. He understands that people are really doubting him in this game going down to Morgantown. People are thinking, like, hey, this is going to happen. This is the most sure upset of week one. I really don't think that way. I think that Penn State is just going to be more talented. They have a couple transfers coming in. A.J. Harris from Georgia is going to be a great cornerback addition. And then Julian Fleming, obviously the big guy from Ohio State. They do lose a couple guys. King Mack's out. Keandre Lambert-Smith's out as well. But Drew Aller, I think, takes the step forward this year. I think he will be able to win. And I think it might be close in the first half, but I think Penn State will come out of the halftime show, make some adjustments, and I think that they're just going to be able to manage this game.
So that's it. We disagreed on 2?
Disagreed on 2. We'll come. Right. Well, I mean, we'll
see. What's our wager? We got to wager something. We got to have a nice lunch wager here.
What are we thinking? You call the shots.
We'll call lunch at Applebee's or Chili's or something like that.
All right, sounds good. I'll make sure to hammer the menu right there. So.
All right.
Life's great moments aren't complete without a great cigar for you and your friends. Visit J.M. Boswell's before golf, fishing, a fishing trip to the beach will make your visit easy and fast. Don't show up to that summer party or golf outing without a cigar pack from J.M. Boswell's, 6481 William Penn Highway, Alexandria, PA. Open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 5. On Saturday from 9 to 4. And always open online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell Pipe.
It's a grand slam.
Everyone loves a grand slam, and now you can score one with Kepner's Grandview Meats. Stop in at Kepner's Grandview Meats from now until the end of the curve season and register for the Grandview Grand Slam Contest. If your name is called out during WRTA mornings and a grand slam is hit, you win a $100 gift certificate from Kepner's Grandview Meats, the home of quality meats, hot and cold subs, and more. Stop in and register. No purchase necessary. Kepner's Grandview Meats, 1544 Pleasant Valley Boulevard, Altoona.
Got Medicaid or are you uninsured? Do you need a doctor? We love to care at Gloria Gates Care, and we're now accepting new members. At Gloria Gates Care, we've got all your needs in one place, and we welcome you to come join us while we help you to receive the quality care you deserve. At Gloria Gates Care, we're redefining healthcare. For office hours and more information, call 814-300-7777. Gloria Gates Care, 2525 9th Avenue, Suite B, Altoona. Online at GloriaGatesCare.com.
With all the activities and sports you and the kids are involved with, who has time to cook? So with that in mind, let's go to Best Way Pizza for the 3-cut lunch deal with a soda. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for their awesome 15-cut big deal. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for the 28-cut party box. It's time to get you and your team to Best Way Pizza before or after the game. Best Way Pizza, Greenwood, Altoona, and Hollidaysburg.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
All right, welcome back to Sports Central, wrapping it up on today's show. Hopefully you guys enjoyed a little prediction segment. I'm hoping we keep this rolling throughout the season. Should be fun to see where we all end up.
You were already talking smack. You think you're going to wipe the floor with these.
I do. Well, I think I'm about to go perfect. So.
I have won these many, many, many times in our Fearless Football Forecast for the Altoona Mirror, and that was even when we had to pick high school games, which I don't cover high school football, and I kind of sucked at, but I won many Fearless Football Forecasts for the Mirror, so I always feel pretty good about my picks.
All right, we'll see.
As long as there's no spread, because that's where...
Spread's where things get messed up.
That's where, you know...
Yeah, we ain't picking... I had the spreads on here just to kind of gauge where teams were favored and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But a couple good games tonight. I think North Dakota State is...
Hey, look, I'm rooting for North Dakota State. I want Coach Big Mouth to shut the hell up and get fired. I want them to go 1-11.
Hey, there's a chance that Colorado, Shador, and Travis Hunter just take the world by storm once again like they did with TCU last year. You never know. Again, thank you guys for watching the program as always. Make sure you guys enjoy some football this weekend and stay safe.
Sports Central is an exclusive presentation of 96.1 Hank FM, WKMC Roaring Spring Altoona. Hank is WKMC, 1370 AM, 96.